The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Game one, Knicks Pacers tonight. How about this from Carl Anthony Towns? You consider the Knicks are 8-4 in the postseason, and yet he does believe
we haven't played 48 minutes of great basketball. I felt that the last game in the Boston series, we finally looked like a team that got closer to playing all 48 minutes. We got to find a way to accomplish that every game now. You know, this is the time to be at our best, and we need to be at our best.
He might be right, but in that Boston game, they kicked the living tar out of them. They didn't have to play 48 minutes, but if they can put together 48 minutes, they'll win in five.
Would you fight that voice?
I would not.
See, I think I would, actually. And then I'd find out that it was Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, like, oh, see, crap. I got to fight it now. The problem is I know who that voice belongs to.
No, but I'm just saying that the whole point is this is, you know, would you fight that voice is we're just listening to the voice. And the voice does not sound like a scary man.
Right. You know, the other thing, too, about this other game, the game six, was, you know, OG Anunoby got involved. No, he's got to stay involved.
Damn right.
That is true.
Yes.
Then you've got the whole thing with Reggie Miller doing the series. As we know, this is not unusual. He's done it before. Tom Thibodeau was asked yesterday, asked about that.
You have to sit down with Reggie before every game and talk to him then?
Who? You know, I talked to our guys.
So people were making a big deal of that. Like, he was like, who? But I don't think I'm not even sure he really heard him, because then they went on to talk about Reggie.
Reggie, all those guys, I have great respect for them, for him. You know, what he accomplished in his career.
And next hour, I just saw Reggie Miller on Instagram yesterday. Every fan that comes up to him, Knick fan, respects him. You killed me, but what a great guy. So I'll have some of that audio because, they were the same ones saying F Reggie back in the day.
Of course.
But
of
now
course,
you
yes.
meet the guy in person and it's not so much.
I have to admit, I think I said a few F Reggie.
I'm sure you probably did. I'm sure you probably did. The Thunder beat the T-Wolves last night 114-88 to get the Western Finals underway. Here was Anthony Edwards. He didn't do a whole lot in this game like we would expect him to. He had 18. He was asked if they did anything special.
No, not really. I definitely got to shoot more. I only took 13 shots, but I'll say probably just get off the ball a little more.
Yeah, he was
play without the ball.
He was only 5 of 13. He was talking about their defense too. He compared them to an AAU type of defense, the way they kept switching every time down the floor. And he believes film will help that along. They'll be better for game two. Former Net and Maverick, Theo Pinson, part of a podcast called The Baja. I bring this to your attention because you guys were talking about Giannis potentially to Brooklyn, which was something he was also discussing yesterday.
Brooklyn, I heard, is a real thing. You got to really think about Brooklyn's track record. Now, they did put one hell of a team together.
They
right?
Did.
Sean Marks knows how to go get this done.
Wow, so that's a former NBA player talking about Sean Marks as opposed to the way you do, Boomer. So I got on the phone and I called Marks for a reaction.
Did you hear that, Boomer? Go f*** yourself. You meet head Nordic nutsack.
So, poof.
Wow.
That is some tough.
Man, he came firing at Boomer.
Oh, man. That's great.
Good old AI Sean Marks.
Nordic nutsack.
You do it much better. All kidding aside, Pinson talks about how New York, even if it's Brooklyn, would be great for Giannis financially.
It is an unbelievable place to live. You want to experience it. He's going to make a shit ton of money if he goes to the market in New York.
Yes.
He could have 20%.
Off the court, he'd get that 20% back.
Because Giannis also funny as
you got to think, a lot of people don't even spend their NBA money. They spend their endorsement money. His endorsements are going to go through the roof.
A sick amount of money.
I know Breitling would love it.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, well, he's an influencer for Breitling. Yeah. Yep, he'd be great.
That would be interesting. So we'll see how that works itself out. Baseball-wise, last night, the Yankees did beat the Rangers 5-2. Anthony Volpe, and talk about hustle. Did you see, I don't know if you saw it or not, the Volpe RBI, it was scored a double. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a single. He went to second on the throw, but it's like a, look at this thing. This dude gets to say, we got a guy who can't get to second base when he hit the ball with the Green Monster. And they got a guy running his ass off to second base on that play.
And that's why you appreciate it.
I
appreciate
agree.
Guys hustling. That's all. Doesn't matter. Just do your job and do it well. And and show a lot of passion for it, because this is what your dream is. Your dream is to be, well, I'm sure for Anthony Volpe, it's the ultimate dream, wearing the Yankee uniform.
You would certainly think so, as he has talked about. Yes. Ben Rice and Aaron Judge homered. Rice and Judge with two RBIs. Judge a two-run shot. Rice a solo homer, then a sack fly in the RBI. Here was Judge with Susan. Very impressive from Rice.
It's tough. Left on left like that is tough. You know, we watched Bellinger the other night hit a grand slam off a lefty. It's we got some good lefties in this lineup, which helps kind of balance everything out. And you know, he got the party started there and kind of gave everybody a chance to relax and go out there and have some good at-bats.
Yep, broke open a, or at least snapped a scoreless game at the time. Will Warren went 5 2/3 scoreless, 10 strikeouts. He got the wins. The Yankees 28-19 now, as they have a 5-game lead atop the AL East. Is it 5 or is it 4.5? Whatever. They've got a nice lead atop the AL East. Ryan Yarbrough, Jacob DeGrom, the starters tonight, should they play, with coverage on the Fan at 6:25.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As for the Mets and Red Sox, Boston wins 2-0. Along the way, you had Walker Buehler getting ejected in this game. And as the guys on SNY and Gary, Keith, and Ron watched the replay, they figured out very quickly and easily how and why he was ejected.
He's like, what do you want? The ball's right down the middle.
What's the matter?
Yeah, he said right down the something middle.
He dropped the bomb on him.
Yeah.
Oh, dropped a double bomb.
Double bomb. Dropping the double bomb. Get himself ejected.
What was that? Where was that from where they said the one word that it's always going to get you thrown out?
Where's it from?
Yeah, there was like a, I don't know, it was an interview back in the day where it was like with an umpire. They said there's one... There's one thing that you could say that could guarantee you to get thrown out every time.
C word?
Actually, with a different C word. Not the short one, the long one.
The long one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one that Terry Collins used.
Yeah.
Numerous times with ass in the jackpot.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
So if you call the ump that, then you're...
I gotcha.
I don't know if Walker Buehler did that.
He didn't.
Yeah,
but... No, he didn't, but he... He said a couple of...
I just call the guy a lollipopper.
All right, here's...
What you used to call the officials back in the 80s.
Hey, you lollipopper.
You lollipopping son of a bitch.
Anyway, the Mets have lost now 3 in a row, 5 of 6, game and a half behind Philly, who did win in Colorado last night. Another home run from Kyle Schwarber in that game. They won 17
now he's got.
Yeah, 301 for his career. Tyler McGill, Garrett Crochet tonight up in Boston. All right, you got the vote coming on the tush-push in the NFL from the spring meetings. Here is Nick Sirianni on the possibility that there are changes coming, maybe?
We obviously were at the owners' meetings. We talked about how we felt about it, and I don't think anyone could question what my sentiment is on it. So we'll see. We'll see where what happens with it tomorrow.
AJ Brown wonders.
I don't have any thoughts on it. I think it's on the 1 yard. So, I mean...
it was kind of goofy. And then Jordan Mailata.
Listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the Tush Push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that.
Right. Nor now. Should you. We will see when the vote comes out. Will we get the answer today, do you think, or is that something we will?
Yeah, they're probably voting on it right now.
Right now, as we speak.
I would think, yes.
And the Panthers took game one of the Eastern Finals from the Hurricanes, winning 5-2, 31 saves for Sergei Bobrovsky.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.